Brown is 66. He does not seem like it at all, though. He's got the energy of like a 30-year-old or someone maybe even younger. He's been practicing or playing hacky sack for 30 years, and then he's been playing frisbee for 30 years, and so the joke evolved to, oh, my dad's been doing this for 30 years, my dad's been hiking for 30 years, my dad's been like a crime fighter for 30 years, my dad has been visiting the Pope for 30 years.
Okay, so my name is Carl Hardy, and grew up in Louisiana, and I guess I'm just a little southern guy.
He was always very excited and happy to go with me hiking. He loved it. And now thinking back on it, I wish I had loved it more as a kid, but I really, any hikes we get to take now, I absolutely love. Because he's just like a lot of other things, he's very smart about it. He genuinely enjoys it, he knows what to do. And for him, it's just another like adventure.
To me, the ultimate outdoors is to be able to take a backpack and go off by yourself, self-contained. Probably one of our neatest accomplishments is hiking the John Muir Trail, which starts at the top of Mount Whitney and then goes 200 miles to Yosemite.
I've been RVing 30 years. There is nowhere we haven't been. You cannot name a place from Canada to Alaska to anywhere. You name a national park, we've been in it, we've hiked it, we've biked it, whatever, okay?
But eventually you're gonna run out of land, kind of. And so I have been thinking about changing over to a boat. Do you know what the Great American Loop is?
I can tell you that my dad is very enthused. I can tell you that he has done a ridiculous amount of research on it. I can tell you that his boat breaks down a lot, and I'm very concerned if they do it. And I can tell you that my mother, more than anything, does not want to do that trip.
There's a water route. If you were, let's just pick a point, Mobile, Alabama. Right, you get in a boat at Mobile, you go along the intercoastal, you work your way, you go up through New Orleans, and you come out at Apalachicola, Florida. This is the hardest part of the trip. You go 190 miles across the Gulf and go back inshore at Tarpon Springs, which is north of Tampa. From there, the intercoastal starts again. You go down through Fort Myers, turn, goes across Lake Okeechobee. You come out at Fort Coochie. You're north of Miami, basically, okay? Take the intercoastal, you go back up through Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, you go on up through Georgia, Carolinas, all the way to New York. At New York, you hit the Erie Canal. You go over into the Great Lakes, through the Great Lakes, okay? Through downtown Chicago, you're back on the Ohio, you take the Ohio out to the Mississippi, and the Mississippi goes back down to Mobile, and that's the Great American Loop.
It's the life that most people nowadays wish they could live. It's a very experience-rich, travel-filled life that many people want, but many people either don't want to work to do or don't want to go and do it.
Thank you for listening. Executive producer, Marcia Matthews. Producer/director, Kevin Nurse. Writer/editor, Kevin Nurse. Music, Little Planet, from bensound.com. Sound effects, Forest Footsteps and Waves Crashing, from freesound.org. MCOM 4333, Summer 1, 2019. This has been a UT Tyler production, copyright 2019.